Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Holly Wade back on the show. Holly is Director of Research and Policy Analysis for the NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business, an organization I've been telling you about since day one. In fact, the first guest on my show represented back in November 17th, 1997, represented the NFIB. That's how big a deal they are to me. And I will never forget them. Of course, I was already a member of the NFIB for almost a decade by that time and continue to be so. Holly is one of the great representatives over there, and she's one of the important team members of the team that puts out their index of small business optimism, which is the gold standard on the planet. A half a century gold standard. Of course, she wasn't there in the beginning, but she's here now, and we're glad she's here to report on the January edition. I'm sorry, the February edition. Holly Wade, welcome back.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm correct about that, right? You weren't there in the beginning, right? As I remember,
I was not there in the beginning. No,
but our hero Bill Duckerberg. Dr. Bill Zuckerberg was there, and so hey Holly.
Yeah, he created this.
He did, yeah. So Holly, the index went up in February, and I'm trying to figure out how that happened, and I'm not trying to be negative or anything. It's just that it kind of surprised me, but I just wonder if it was just because things got resolved and people said, okay, that's less uncertainty. What do you think?
I think there's a bit of that going on here. I mean, it only moved about just under a point. So we're still 2 points below the 47-year average of the index. And, you know, they're kind of still struggling to get back to some normal way of operating for many of them. But job openings was the big factor with this one. That contributed to most of the increase. And that's at a historic level high, with 40% of our respondents saying that they have a job opening that they aren't able to fill right now.
And I want to talk about that a little bit more in the next segment, but let's remind people that this index is comprised of 10 different factors, right? Remind us what those factors are.
So a few of them are employment related. Most of them are looking forward type questions. It's 10 questions within our survey. The survey generally asks the same questions month over month, so we have a great time series to look at where we are now compared to where we've been. Mm-hmm. Some of the other components in the index relate to inventory and outlook on business conditions, sales expectations, and earnings. And earnings is another one of the components that improved this last month, which was a great thing to see. That's the profits that they generate through their business that they're reinvesting to go forward and to grow their business. So seeing some improvement on that end was one of the strong positive signs in the February report.
Well, yeah, you got to 1, 2, 3, 4. You had 6 positives and 4 negatives. So and a couple of the positives were pretty significant. You had earnings, as you say, was up 5, and the expectations were up, and so you know it's just interesting. This is the reason, folks. The different ways that the different elements of this index is why its legacy is so strong, because of the questions they ask. They don't just say, "How are you feeling today?" You know, they ask, how are your toes, and how's your hair, and how's your blood pressure, and how's your temperature, and how's your, are you comfortable? Do we need to turn the air up, you know? I mean, they ask those kinds of questions of small business owners, and it really matters. I mean, and that's the reason why That,
it
that,
does.
You know, one of the reasons why I've been talking about this report for over 20 years, and if you are a member of the NFIB, you are very likely in any given month to receive one of these surveys.
Yeah.
And to fill yours out and to send it in.
It's a great tool for us.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a great tool for us to gauge where things are going in the different areas of business operations for a small firm. So, again, looking at inventory and sales and employment-related, so capital expenditures, you know, what they're spending,
Holly, hold on, if they're spending, or if they're planning. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back. I want to get into the hiring part, because this is a really important element, a really important dynamic
that's
going on right now that's it's a little confusing, a little confounding, and it's, in my opinion, if the government wants to focus their energies, this is where to focus it. 20 till, right back with Holly Wade. She's with the NFIB. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.